Zogt die Gemara daf nun ches omit beiz, de tape de omit. Tone Rabbonon, haroye bati Yisrael bi Yishuvon. If someone sees bati Yisrael, that means homes that belong to Klal Yisrael bi Yishuvon, when they were people are living there again. That means it was once upon a time desolate, and the way Rashi explains, it's talking about the Yishuv Bayisheni. That means there was a Churban Beis HaMikdash, and now it was re-inhabited again. B'yishuvon, so oimer baruch matziv gvul almono. Because you're being matziv gvul almono, like Rashi says, k'goyim b'yishuv bayisheni. It's being re-inhabited again, after it was destroyed, the Churban bayisheni, b'yishuv bayisheni, after the Churban, after the Churban Bayis Rishon, so it's matziv gvul almono. Now, other Mepharshim explained this referring to shuls, to Bote Knesios. Bote Knesios that were re-inhabited again and reconstructed again. So then you make this bracha of Roya of Baruch Matzev Gvul Almona. Now, Bechubonon Oimer, what if you see in the destruction, either the shuls or the Batim, Oimer Baruch Dino Emes. Now the opposite, Bote Oivdi Kachovim, so if it's referring to regular homes, so if you see homes of Goyim, so be Yeshuvan Ame Beis Geim Yisach Hashem. But if it's going on the Bote Avad Izara, then you take make this bracha on Bote Avad Izara. The question is, if it's talking about Bote Avad Izara, and it's talking about Bote Knesios before, not just regular Batim, so then we found the Gemara earlier that says that when you see Avad Izara, you make a special bracha of the Eivishter's Erech HaPayim, he's slow to mete out the punishment. And here we're seeing a different bracha. So that's why there's others that say that when it refers to Avdik Chovim, it's not referring to regular homes, it's referring to the Bote Akoyesh Shalahem. Their homes where they make their judgments and their laws and final decisions. So you make that bracha of Beis Geyim Yisach Hashem. Zogti Gemara. Bechubonon. Beis Geyim Yisach Hashem. The house of the Hori Hashem should destroy. Zogti Gemara. Bechubonon, and in the time of the destruction of those Bate Avad Chovim, what do you say? Kel Nekomes Hashem, Kel Nekomes Eifia. Zog the Gemara, Ula, V'Rav Chizda, Havaka Azdi Be'urcho, Ula and Rav Chizda were traveling on the road, Kimoti, Apischa, Devei Rav Chona, Bar Chaniloi, they came to the doorway of the home where once upon a time stood the home of Rav Chona Bar Chaniloi, Nogad Rav Chizda, V'Asnach, Rav Chizda gave a sigh, a krechts. Omer le'ula, amaykom esnachse? Why are you giving a sigh? V'omer Rav said, Gemara Ksubas Samach Beis, anocha sheveres chatzi gufa shel odo. Merely giving a sigh, a krechts, already breaks half of the body of a person. Amole gekrechts was a krechts. It has an effect on the halbe kelpen, half the body. Shenema, like it says in the Pasuk, v'ata ben odom, ha'anech. Hanocha means hanech loshon of hanocha. B'shivroin mosnayim, mosnayim, mosnayim. The mosnayim start in the middle of the body. Rabbi Yechonon says no. Af kol gufa shel adam, it destroys and it has an effect even on the ganze body of a person. Shenemar v'hoy kiyom relecha ma'ato nenach v'omarte al shmur kibo v'nimas kolev. Kolev means the ganze kerpen, the whole body. Now the Gemara in Ksubas over there and Tosfos over there is Mavur, that the Machlokes over there is, we're talking about the Churban Beis HaMikdash. The Shmur of the Churban Beis HaMikdash. So it could be that a regular Anocha would not have such a detrimental effect. It's the Shmur of the Beis HaMikdash, a krechts about the upcoming Churban, that's Sheveres Kugufa Shel Adam. So Akoparim, the Gemara right now is comparing the two. Omalei, so he told him, Heichiloy Asnach, how could I not give his ass a strong sigh? Beis da have a boshitin afaisa be a mama, a home that used to have 60 bakers in the daytime. That's how much achlas sochem was going on in this home. Veshitin afiyosa be leila and 60 bakers at night. Veafkin lechol madet tzorich and they baked for anyone that needed a loaf of bread. Veloy shokol yodim in kiso and the balabos, meaning Reb Chana, what was his name? Reb Chana b'achaniloi. He used to keep his hand in his pocket. Like this, if an oni wants a handout, he won't have to go through the embarrassment of the few seconds that he has to place his hand in his pocket. So he kept his hand in the pocket so he can just take out the coin. The sovar, because he held Dilma Osi oni batoivim, an oni batoivim, a choshev oni, a meyuchas, And unfortunately, he's in his situation that he needs a handout. And until Rav Chonenbach and Loy would put his hand in his pocket, Komichsev, he was embarrassed. There were four openings, four doorways, La'aba Ruchsa, to the four, like Mark Lavrom of Venus tent, to the four corners. Da'alma, V'chol Da'ava Ail, Kafin, whoever came in hungry, Nofik Kisova, exited, satiated. V'hava Shodule, Chita, V'sara, B'shnei B'tzeres. And he used to throw out wheat and barley in the years of hunger. Evroi on the outside, why on the outside? The Chol Madik Sifa, Milsala Mishkal B'yamama, whoever was embarrassed to come and as if he's coming for tztok in the daytime. So Osi V'shoka B'lelyo, the food was outside of the door, outside of the home. So Hashta Nofel, now this home is destroyed. Hashta Nofel B'talo V'loy Asnach, and I shouldn't give a sigh. I shouldn't give a krechts. Azad destruction, azad terrible chisolim that took place. Omalei Hocham Rabbi Yechanon. So he told him back, this is what Rabbi Yechanon said. Miyoyim shechor ha-beis ha-mikdosh, nigdok zer al-betein shal tzadikim sheichavu. Just like the beis ha-mikdosh was destroyed, and the Eibush was shofach chamosi al-eitzim ha-avonim, so too the bati tzadikim is a chelik of that destruction. Shenei ma ba'oz ne-Hashem tzvokos, im loy batim rabim, lishmo, yu gdoilim v'toivim, me'en yoyishev. V'om Rabbi Yechanon, osa kodesh bochu, lach zirin li-yishuvon. Just like there will be a rebuilt beis ha-mikdosh, so too the bati tzadikim will also be rebuilt and rebrought to Yishuvon. Shenemar, Shira Ma'alas to David, Haboitcha Mashem Ka'ar Tzion. Like Ka'ar Tzion. Ma'ar Tzion, Osa HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lachziroi, Liyishuvoi, Af Boteyen, Shel Tzadikim. Osa HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lachziroi, Liyishuvon. Chaz Yidolo Miyashiv Daitei. He saw that he still wasn't put at ease. Even though he told him that Lost Lovoi, it's all part of the Kapora, the destruction, and Lost Lovoi will be rebuilt, like the Beis HaMikdosh. So he told him back, Omalei, Daya le'evet sheker rabbi. Don't be more than the rabbi. If for destruction of the Beis HaMikdosh, you're going on with life, and you're not constantly sighing, so over here, it's Daya le'evet sheker rabbi. The Eibusha lost his Beis HaMikdosh. So you lost your home. It shouldn't be any worse than that. Zogdemar ton rabbi haroye kivri yisol. Now the Gemara continues with the brachas of Birchas Ariyah. Haroye kivri yisol. If someone sees a cemetery of Yisrael, of Yidden. The Gemara is mashma, not a kever Yisrael, but rather plural form, Loshen Rabim, kivrei Yisrael. That's when you make the bracha. It's all a question in the Poskim if you make it even by a yochin or not. But the Gemara is mashma, it says kivrei. Oimer, you say the following bracha. It's printed, it's usually have a plaque in the beginning of a Pesach chorus. It says, Boruch HaShiyotzcha Eschem B'din. The Eibishter created us B'din. V'zon Eschem B'din. And he satiated us through our lifetime, Bedin. V'kilkel eschem Bedin. V'osav eschem Bedin. And he gathered us back, Bedin. V'osav lakimchem Bedin. And also love it, there will be a trias amesim, Bedin. Ma'abred ravina mesayim bo, mishmeid rav Nachman. V'yodeya mispah kulchem. And the Eibusha knows the amount of people, exactly how many are in the Beis HaKfaris. We might think we know, but some explain, some people might be Gilgulim, and it might be numerous Gilgulim. So the Eibusha knows how many nefashos are really in this Beis HaKfaris. Now, this din of saying this bracha, V'u'oset lach yoyschem, u'lekayim eschem, boruch mechayi ha-meisim. That's the bracha. Now, this din, like we said, is on the Beis HaKfaris of Yidden. The Aruch HaShulchan says, l'chatchili you should say it, b'toich dalad amas of the kever. Even though it might be, the plaque might be outside, if the plaque is outside and the Beis HaKfaris, the actual kvarim, are 20, 30 feet inside, that's not l'chatchil the kuwait. It should be b'tech dal amas of the keva. The Ramosha writes in his tshuvas, in Archaim Chelek Hei, he has a tshuva and he says that you should really see the karka of the keva, the actual ground, not just the matseva. It's not enough. Now, this bracha is, like Birchas Ariyah, is Toich Lamed Yoim. You don't say it again if you didn't say it in 30 days. There's a question that the Mishabura brings in Reish Chav Dalad, I think, that what if there's a new caver in this Beis HaKvaris? So maybe you should say it even B'Toich Lamed, because Klapid, these new Kvarim that were not here, even though I'm within 30 days I said it, maybe you should say it again. Zog the Gemara, this is all about Kivri Yisrael. Kivri Oved Gechovim, If you see a kibbutz having chavim, what do you say? Oimer busha imachem. That's the pasuk we had before also. When you see an uchlus of having chavim, busha imachem. Omer Reb Shimon Levi, haroyes chaveroi la'achas loishim yoim. If you see a friend, and it's talking about a good friend, then after 30 days you didn't see him, you say baruch shechiyonu v'kimonu v'giyonu lazman hazeh. It's mamash simcha. Zok teisvus the tap. Haroi chaveroi achad lamed yoim oimer shechiyonu oimeri. It has to be a real good friend that it's really chaviv. If you are not being nana by seeing him, there's no acting out, oh, my good friend, I didn't see you. Then it's a bracha of atola. You have to be nana. If you're not nana, that's what we're misupik to make this bracha so quickly. Some people make it. When they take a see a good friend, they make a shechionu. But it has to be that you're really nana from it. All brachas are b'shem malchus that we saw, and Mishbur brings. But these, if you're mesupik, you definitely do not make a shem malchus. You can make it without a shem. That's a suffix, I guess, in today's poskim. If you see someone not in person, but you see him on Zoom, I think they have the same suffix legabi the other gemaras. There's a suffix in Achronim that if let's say you see Malchei Yisrael. So you have to actually see the melech, or pshat is you see the whole delegation, and you're feeling the simcha. So the vart is, I understand over there it's like, but the vart is, what is the bracha on? Is the bracha on the enjoyment that you're seeing the delegation, or is the bracha on the actual seeing? So if the vart is the enjoyment, so maybe you don't have that enjoyment. If you already saw him in previous times, on Zoom, even though it didn't seem really in person, so maybe lacking that enjoyment. But if the vart is, it's not the vart in the enjoyment, it's the vart in the actual seeing, so maybe that's not called the actual seeing. But maybe Zoom is already more than the actual, it's closer to an actual seeing, because you see him, at the end of the day you see him. Now, this is not just by a friend, it's, the place can bring it, even by ishtoy ubitoy. Could be by a woman too. Now, a strange woman, obviously you can't make this bracha. You can't make a bracha that you're happy and you're being nana by seeing another woman. But by your wife, you could if you didn't see your wife 30 days or your daughter. Kids also. Ishtar v'bita, yeah. Now, this is all, we don't make this bracha so quickly because you have to be nana. So it's not so poshut. However, la'acha lamed yoim, after 30 days, la'acha shloshim yoim, oimei, you say, I'm sorry, la'acha shloshim yoim, oimei, la'acha yud beis chodesh, after 12 months, so what do you make? You make oimer boruch mechay hamesim. Make a mechay hamesim, revival of the mesim. Now, the reason being, and we'll see the hemshcha gemara. Zok the gemara, omagav, ein hames mishtak min aleiv el alachas nemes achodesh. When does a person forget about a ptira, a mes, after 12 months? That's avelus is 12 months. Stam avelus, because after 12 months is shikha. How do we know it's shikha? Shenemar nishkachti kemes. And just like by Aveda, we know that Aveda, the halach is, your machriz, gimel regolim. What is gimel regolim? Gimel regolim means a year. That means, if you're after Sukkos, so then you're machriz, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos. So three regolim ends up being a year. So stam achroza, meaning yush, takes place after 12 months. So just like yush by an aveda takes place after 12 months, so to yush, not yush, but shikha, by a meis, takes place after a year. And bibalt, shikha takes place after a year, so memela, that's the hemshcha gemara. That's why if you see a good friend, you didn't see him, not for 30 days, but you didn't see him for 12 months, you can make him a chaya meisim, because there was a shikha about him. Just like there's a shikha that takes place by an aveda, or by a shikha that takes place by after a ptir, after 12 months, so a person that you didn't see for 12 months, there's an aspect of shikha, and that can require that you can make even a mechaya meisim. That's one pshat brought. Another pshat brought, is Pumagodim, I think, brings, is because, actually, the Talmid Rebbe Yoyne bring this. Shoyne bring this. Talmid Rebbe Yoyne brings. He says, the reason why you make it after 12 months, Mechay HaMesim, is because, the Talmid Rebbe Yoyne compares the next Gemara like Abishikha. The Mashah says, that since you went through a Rosh Hashanah and a Yom Kippur, a year means a guaranteed going through a Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur is Sifrei Chaim, Sifrei Meisim, Psuchim. Every person was Nidan, if he's going to make it or not make it. So you can make a Mechaya Meisim because you didn't see the perfect 12 months. You know, you went through Rosh Hashanah. He went to Rosh Hashanah, he made it. So Meli make a Mechaya Mesim. That's the Pshat of Mechaya Mesim. So again, Talmid Rabbi Yoni say it's the Hemshech HaGemara that sets the Vod and Shikha, so Meli make the Bracha. The Masha says that since you guaranteed you went through a Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, so Meli you went through his man that you could have been decreed on you to die, and you were Nitzal, from Misa. That's what happens every Rosh Hashanah. So Meli you can make a Mechaya Mesim because you were revived, so to speak. You were Nitzal from Misa.
A high school reunion, they haven't seen somebody in
25
years.
If now some people you're not happy to see, but if it's a very good person, it's all going in the same regard. It has to be Chaviv Olav, it has to be Nana. If you have someone that you Nana from Chaviv Olav, you can make a Mechaya Mesim. I've seen my father make a bracha of a Mechaya Mesim on a good Chava from Chevani Yeshiva that he didn't see in 30 years. He made a bracha B'Shem Malchus. It has to be a Nana. You have to be a good friend of your Nana. If you're not Nana, that's something else. See, if you're misupik if you're Nana, then you make without a shame. If you're misupik, you suddenly remember this guy was a good friend, but at the same time, wasn't not so happy to see him. That's something else. But if you're mamish Nana from him, that's... That's what we're chasming these gemaras. Now, there's another interesting question. That's what I meant to Prima Gordon before, that... which is negeya to shechiyonu you make on every leidas habas. The reason why we make a shechiyonu on a leidas habas, when a daughter is born, you make a shechiyonu. When a boy is born, you make a toiv ha-meitiv, shasta leida. Because it's a boy, so it's meitiv lacherim also. When a girl is born, you make a shechiyonu. The make a shechiyonu is because of really this gemara. Even though Napshad, you saw her before, and now you didn't see her for 30 days, and you see her again, you make a shechiyonu. Nein, the same way you make a bracha of shechiyonu on someone that you is very dear to you, and you didn't see for 30 days, so if you didn't see that person ever, because the baby was born for 9 months, you didn't see him since the conception, you also make a shechiyonu. That's really the bekar, the basis of this, of the shechiyonu. Zog demal weiter. Rav Papa, Rav Huna, Bereid Rav Shua, have a ka'azli be'ucho. They were traveling on the road. Pogbei b'Rav Chanina b'Reid Rav Ika Omrulei. They told him b'Hadid Chazinoch b'Richinon Aloch. When we see you, we make two brachas. Tarti. Number one, Baruch Hashacholik Mechamos Liriyov. The Eibusha gave his Chochma Liriyov. Like we said on a good, on a great Chochem, you make this bracha. V'Shehechi Yonu, and we didn't see you for 30 days. Omaluhu Anonami Kevin Dechazatinu. Likewise. I reciprocate. When I see you, I also make a bracha, but I make an additional bracha. Three. Chashvinu alvei kishitin revavon beis Yisrael. I consider you like 600,000 people. We saw before, if you see Uchlis Yisrael, you make a bracha of Baruch Chochma Gozim that the Eibishter sees and created all the Chochma that's included in this Shishim Riboy. So when I see you, you're Shoko Keneged Shishim Riboy. I make the Shechiyonu, I make the Cholak Michochmosoi, and I make the Baruch of Chochma Gozim because I consider you like Shishim Riboy. Ubachinu Alaycha Tlosa, Hanach Tarti, the two that you mentioned, Shechiyonu and Baruch Shecholak Michochmosoi, Ubaruch Chochma Gozim, and also the Baruch of Chochma Gozim. And the Mepharshim explain, because you, what do you mean Shishim Riboy? You're not Shishim Riboy, but you have within you all the Chochmas, even the Chochmas Apartsuf. And that is why I feel that you are deserving to make the Baruch of Chochma Gozim. Even that Chochma, of Chochmas Apartsuf. Omulei, so they told him back, Chachimas Kulehai, you are so... you're such a chacham that you consider it that we have put chachmas apartzuf, that you're so sure of yourself to make this bracha. We consider that a bracha of atola. The Gemara says you make it by shishim riboy. The Gemara doesn't say you make it connected a person that's shokol connected shishim riboy. So you're such a chacham that you feel that you can paskin and make us a bracha. We hold it to bracha of atola. So yoy be'enayu v'shach v'shochiv. They looked at him with an ayin hara. And he died. He was nifta. Because they held that he was Magaloch Fnei Rabboi. He made a brach levatola. Chuta Saira, the Eibish, and Medaktikim Svivov. And he was deserving of death because of making the extra bracha. Now that's good for the Shaka V'taya. You saying that you feel that we have Chochmas Apartsuf, you understand and comprehend. Chachimas Kulehai. So that's why they held that making that bracha was a brach levatola. Zog the Gemara, Omer Abshua ben Levi. Abshua ben Levi said, Haroya es habakonim. If he sees a person that is a very Mishuna de Kamara, he has all types of Zog Vashi, lintels kadoshim. He has all types of specks. I don't know if it means regular freckles. It means all types of specks on his face. Is this the bracha you make on a bakonim b'shana abrios? State the brayso roas akushi. If you see a black man v'esa gichar or a red person, red complexion, very red v'esa lavkon or someone who's very white v'esa kipeach or someone who is a very large stomach zokrashi beten godel v'esa nanos or a midget. Vesadan Nikos, or he has all types of Zagdrashi, Rudish, Loshen Acha Piv Akum. So he's a crooked face, or he has all types of ailments on his skin. Oime Boch Meshanes Abrios. Now it says clearly over here, you make a Meshanes Abrios. Then the Brayz continues. Esa kiteya, someone who's missing his hands are severed. Ves asuma, someone who's blind. Ves pituya arosh, someone whose hair is all bunched together. Pituya arosh, very awkward position. It's like one strand. Imagine all the hairs as one big strand. Ves achigel, someone who is severed by his feet. Ves amukeshchin, someone who's a mukeshchin. There's a bakonim. Oh, that's the kasha the steerer we're asking. Before we said bakonim, someone who has all types of specks on his face, you make mashana brios. And this price it says, there's a bakonim, oy me boch dein emes, you make boch dein emes. Zog di gemore, loy kasha is not a steerer. Ho mi me imoy, ho bo osa dis yaleid. When it was mi me imoy like that, so then you make mashana brios. He was created in an awkward way. Masha enken, when it was after he was born, he became and he received this ailment. Then you make a dina emes. Then it wasn't mishash brios. Zok the mogad de konami. I'll prove you that that's the case. Why? The katoni dumi di kiteya. Since it says similarly to someone who's severed, meaning kiteya, where his hands are severed. We're not assuming that he was born with severed hands. We're assuming that it was a terrible accident that took place and he became a kiteya. So do me the kiteya. Just a kiteya is talking about la'achash and oilad. So we're also, the bakoinim is referring to after shenoilad. So the Moshe Mami know that there's two types of bakonim. There's those that are born with it, then you make mashana brios, and those that happened after noilad, then you make a dino emes. Zog the Gemara, ton rabbonon, horoye pil. Koif, the kfoif, an elephant, a monkey. Rashi before said kfoif was a strange type of monkey that has a long tail. Oy me borg meshanes abrios. Is meshanes abrios. The reason why it's called meshanes abrios, I saw brought down, one of the mefarshim explained, is at the time of the Dor HaFloga, so the Eibishter changed some people to turn into monkeys. Not like they say, we come from monkeys. No. Pshat is, there was an oynish that took place, they turned into monkeys. That's why they have it, some type of human complexion. Zog di gemara, ro briois toivois. If you see briois toivois, beautiful creations. Vi lonois toivois, and beautiful trees. Oymer boch shekochaloi boi lomoi. Blessed Hashem, shekochaloi, that's how he made it, boi lomoi, in his world. I see Rashi before by kipeach. So one pshat was beten godel, a large stomach. Rashi says kipeach beten godel mitoch oivyov, because he's so wide. So niras koymosu mikupachas, he looks like his height is crushed. If he's so wide in the width, it looks like his height is crushed. It looks like a square. Loshanache, another pshat is the opposite. Kipeach ohuchabe, he's very, very tall. Upatsufa shomut, it looks like his face is removed from his body, he's so tall. Uboile the mechur have, again, it's something that's mechur, so mamele you make this mishana abriyos. All right, we'll stop over here by the two dots towards the bottom of the omid, alazikin.